Recorded live.
Oh shit, it start. Ah, fuck. I didn't mean for it to start recording. Well, anyway, this is the Crouch Out Radio Show. We're gonna be playing some music today. So, here we go. This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations, you have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Whoa, I kind of messed up. We're starting 10 minutes early. Holy crap. Didn't mean to start this early, but oh well. We're going to start it off with Reborn with their song Those Who Stand on a Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Violence is not the only. Can you?
Osborne with their song, Those Who Stand. 8-minute-ass song. It's like very retro. Retro when it comes to metal and shit. Check them out on MySpace. Go to myspace.com/rebornbandrocks. These guys are from Ireland, so we got ourselves some Irish guys playing some kick-ass metal. They get their influence from Iron Maiden, Metallica, Judas Priest, Megadeth, you know, all that nice shit. So really, again, check them out, myspace.com/rebornbandrocks. We're going to play this next group. We actually got some new music from Someday Static. We also got Alander from Alander Talent Agency going to be calling in soon with some new music that he sent over. So really stick around. It's going to be a fantastic show we got lined up today. This is Jay Randy with Remember the Good Times on the Karate Shot Radio Show.
I used to love to feel the sunrise. Now I hang in the shade. I used to feel good on the inside. That was back in the day. Not gonna tell you what went wrong. Never believe that I could fly. Had all the chances in the world. Same damn story every time. Remember the good times when you're lost along your way. Remember the good times all through the night, all through the day. Remember the good times. We used to get by staring out at the ocean. Dance all night, we were living a dream. For I knew one thing about you, in my heart, where I found you. Now I'll keep you up for a damn thing. So many reasons why we must sing. Remember the good times when you lost along your way. Remember the good times all through the night.
That was Jay Randy with his song Remember the Good Times. And unfortunately, I went to his MySpace page and it doesn't exist anymore. So I hope Jay Randy gets back to me someday. So I guess Google him, I guess. Jesus. Anyways, we're going to be taking a quick break. This is the Karate Shot Radio Show. Enjoy.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Karate Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls listen live at TalkShoe, and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
The Crotch Shot Radio Show has a new comment line. Give us a call and tell us what you think. Maybe some suggestions on what we should talk about. If it's funny or just fucking stupid, we'll air it live on the next show. Give us a call at 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. That number again, 206-777-0137. The code is *1040799. Or just go on crotchshotradio.com and find the widget. We got Code Revival up next. These guys are from Canada. They actually sent me their CDs, man. They're fucking fantastic. Really check them out. This is Get Me Out of Here by Code Revival. Song Get Me Out of Here. And I don't have, wait a minute, let me see if I have a freak. Oh damn, I think I forgot to add them to the list of kick-ass bands. Wow, that sucks. Code Revival. Ah yes, go to coderevival.com. check them out. Code, yep, there it is, coderevival.com for all that nice shit. We're going to play, in fact, you know what, I'm going to play this, their other song, Ominous Skies, on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is Ominous Skies by Code Revival. Co-Revival with their song Ominous Rain. Check them out. MySpace.com/Code Revival. And, wow. Okay, well, they don't have any upcoming shows yet. But you can either go to MySpace.com/Code Revival or CodeRevival.com. They just had a CD release party on June 4th. You could start, I guess you could order the CD from CodeRevival.com. Oh, yeah, that's right, CodeRevival.com. Check out the new video Coming Down. I think I have that song. And, yes, I do. I have that song, Coming Down, which there is a video to. They support Ron Paul, even though they're Canucks. Or, yeah, so Big ups to my Kniggas. That's right, Kniggas. Code Revival. I'm going to play this last song. This is Coming Down by Code Revival on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Out myspace.com/CodeRevival or CodeRevival.com. We got some new music again from Someday Static. She with the beautiful lead singer Madeline Bray. Dennis actually sent me three new songs from them. But I'm thinking, you know, to pretty much whet you guys' appetite, let me play what we had before. This is like new music since ever. So this is Someday Static with their first song, first hit on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yes, I'm saying it's a hit on my own damn show. I could do that. Huh, suck it. This is Alice by Someday Static. Someday Static with their song Alice on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We got Tammy. We got Days Are New. We got some guests in the chat room. We got someone IMing me right now saying that the name of the show is Perverted. They're saying that the name is perverted. It's made for controversy. Fucking people are morons. Seriously, fucking people are morons. Anyways, yeah, that was Someday Static with their song, Alice. Just check them out. Go to somedaystatic.com. And, yeah, check them out. God damn. Yeah. Jesus Christ, people just don't fucking get it. We got Bulls99 up in the chat room who stays for a couple seconds and bounces. Yeah. We got Christy, whose show is on in a few minutes. She has a fantastic show on American Freedom Radio. So, yeah, really, check them out. We're going to be moving on. We're going to actually premiere their new song. This is Someday Static with their new song, Wake Up. That was Someday Static with their song, Wake Up. We're going to be playing the next song. This is Silver Skin by Someday Static.
Thank you.
that was Someday Static with their song Silver Skin on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Gonna play a little something for you because that's how. Gonna play a little quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Truth Brigade Radio live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter. We Are Change New York has just registered as a for-profit business. Now is your chance to sound off. Cast your vote if you agree with this. Go to NEPAWeAreChange.org. That's NEPAWeAreChange.org. Truth Brigade Radio live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter.
Yeah, there you go. I just decided to play it twice. Damn, it is short. Only 10 seconds. I suck. Yeah, well, we're going to... That was Someday Static. Someday Static with Silver Skin. Check them out. MySpace.com/SomedayStatic. And this is their next song, next new song. This is Crawling. that was crawling by Someday Static. Check them out, myspace.com/somedaystatic. They got some upcoming shows, July 24th in New York, New York. They have a show at Don Hills, August 16th at the Car Show Swap Meet in East Hartford, Connecticut. August 27th at 6:30 at Rebel New York City in New York City, of course. August 30th, they have a show at in East Stroudsburg University in Pennsylvania. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. If you want dates and times and whatever, just go to somedaystatic.com or myspace.com/somedaystatic. We're going to take this quick break. I hope you enjoy this little bit that I made.
Hey, Louie, it's Patience. I know you're pissed.
No shit.
And I just wanted to say that I still care about you.
Bullshit.
I'll still back your play if you can prove to me that...
Why I got to prove anything?
The boy's crooked. I just want to make sure that we're getting into this.
What's this
right
bullshit?
And for the right reasons.
What?
You know what I mean?
No.
All right. Give me a call.
No.
Let me know how you're doing.
No.
Later.
Suck it. Yeah, don't fuck with me. That's pretty much the moral of that story. Don't fuck with me. Yes. And, oh, wait, we got some breaking news.
Hi, I'm Libo Bob from LoonyLeft.com, and our newsroom has an update just coming in. Michael Jackson is still dead. I repeat, Michael Jackson is still dead. We will be broadcasting any further updates. The 20-minute update will be coming every 3 minutes, and you can tune in and see if there's been any change in the status. God bless you, and I hope Michael Jackson, the King of Pop, enjoys meeting the King of Kings.
Whew, he's still dead. With that being said,
Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter.
There you go. And, yeah, this is Black Suit Youth with Dropout.
I'm so bored out of my mind. On this empty subway line. You know these are the darkest days. The dirty and the grave. I was lacking.
their song, Dropout. Check them out, myspace.com/blacksuityouth. Wow, they're online right now. I wish I could message them. They're probably not even listening to the show. They got a show at on August 12th, 2009 at R-Bar in New York City. R-Bar is between Delancey and Spring Street in New York City. I guess Google R-Bar New York City and you'll see. They are on iTunes, so definitely pick up their album on iTunes. Their bass player is fucking gorgeous. She damn. So I just gotta say a big shout out to Daniela, if they ever listen. Damn. And yeah, definitely pick up their stuff. They actually also, you can actually go to myspace.com/blacksuityouth. They got their album for sale for $8.99 plus shipping and plus $1 shipping and handling. I mean, $1.50 shipping and handling. I can't talk. Oh, and they're also on Twitter, twitter.com/blacksuityouth. Again, iTunes and all that. We're going to play their next song. This is East of Eden right after we pay some bills. What bills? I don't know. Nobody's fucking buying from this shit. But here's some commercials. Enjoy. This segment of the Crouch Out Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrouchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crouch Out Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crouch Out Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outfit, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Please visit our sponsors on CrotchShotRadio.com, like Blockbuster Total Access, over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and free shipping. And exclusively for Crotch Out Radio Show listeners, 50% off your first month. Also, the Apple Store. Get your iPod, iPhone, or Mac at the Apple Store. Get great tech at great prices. Speaking about tech, if you're an IT guy and you're looking for a job, then definitely check out Just Tech Jobs. Go to Just Tech Jobs, click the link, and connecting to IT best. Criminal justice at Job Central. Over 100 criminal justice jobs posted daily. Feel free and click the links on the CrotchShotRadio.com website. It's CrotchShotRadio.com. We Are Change New York has just registered as a for-profit business. Now is your chance to sound off. Cast your vote if you agree with this. Go to NEPAWeAreChange.org. That's NEPAWeAreChange.org. Truth Brigade Radio, live at 7 p.m. only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Truth Radio has just gotten hotter.
Hey, Lily, it's Patience. I know you're pissed.
No shit.
And I just wanted to say that I still care about you.
Bullshit.
I'll still back your place. You can prove to me that...
Why I gotta prove anything?
The boy's crooked. I just want to make sure that we're getting into this.
What's this
right
bullshit?
And for the right reasons.
What?
You know what I mean?
No. I don't.
All right. Give me a call.
No.
Let me know how you're doing.
No.
Later.
Suck it. Name of the show is freaking horrible. Yes, yes, kicking freaking people in the nuts is a bad thing to do normally. Oh, wait, you thought crotch shot meant When somebody actually takes an upskirt shot of a movie star. No, my friend. It's a crotch shot. It is like what I grew up knowing what it meant was, being taught what it meant was, kicking some dude in the balls. That's what the crotch shot radio show means, kicking someone in the freaking balls. B-A-W-E-L-S, balls. Yes, I'm spelling it correctly. No, it's B-A-W-L-S, bulls. That's what we do with every issue. That's how we talk. It's like a nice kick to the nuts. Yes, it's perverted. The name is perverted. No, it's because everyone got a friggin' one-track mind and they can only think about, oh, so that's the crotch shot is when somebody takes a picture of a woman up her skirt. No! Damn the internet sometimes. damn the internet sometimes. So, shit, I think I'm out of music. Oh, well, new music. So, screw it. If this guy doesn't call in, I'm not playing his fucking artist. That's it. Fucking unprofessional bullshit. Anyway, this is Black Suit Youth with East of Eden on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Sugar packets on the act. Line up and-
That was why do you keep saying, you know what, maybe I should play Section 8 Cartel, because I keep freaking getting that fucking, I got their fucking music on my head right now. That was Black Suits Youth with, again, Jesus, East of Eden. That was Black Suit Youth with East of Eden. Check them out, myspace.com/blacksuitsyouth. Wow, you know, they actually have some reviews on their site. Good Times Magazine, they are also fucking great. Exactly. I actually saw them in concert. They were in my neighborhood, and they freaking do play a kick-ass set. So really, check out their show, August 12, 2009, 8 p.m. at R Bar. And you know what? If you own an establishment and you're listening to this, really book these guys. Black Suit Youth, you really got to get them in your venue. They'll fucking rock the fucking hell out of your damn establishment and sell you some fucking beers. I'm telling you. Make some money off of them. Freaking pay them. Yo, book them. Book them, Dano. You know what I mean? So let me play some Section 8 Cartel, because I got these guys on my freaking head. They're fucking awesome. They're also a great band live. They're a bunch of spicks. I'm gonna play their whole fucking catalog. I don't give a fuck right now. This is Section 8 Cartel with All of My Pain on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Section 8 Cartel with All of My Pain. I'm going to be playing, I'm going to play for the rest of the show until this guy calls in some Section 8 Cartel music to freaking get the shit out of my system. So this is Section 8 Cartel with Dream Catcher. Cartel with their song Dream Catcher. Actually, Lander has finally fucking decided to show up, but I'm gonna freaking promote these guys before I freaking put them on. This is that was Section 8 Cartel again with Dreamcatcher. They have a show July 24th at the Delancey at 168 Delancey Street, New York, New York, 10002. Go to www.thedelancey.com. Again, that was Section 8 Cartel. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. They are very, very high energy. And now he decides to fucking hang up. He's being a wise ass. Anyway, who's calling from North Georgia? Who's calling from Georgia?
Yeah, this is Chris. Chris.
Hello?
One time.
Speak up.
Yeah, this is Chris from Sway 24 Entertainment.
Ah. You need to speak up a little bit more, brother.
Oh, my bad. Oh, this is Chris from Atlanta. I'm the president of Sway 24 Entertainment.
Okay, so what, you're with Atlanta?
Yeah.
Ah. So what, you're Tom Free Smith?
Oh, no, I'm Chris.
You're Chris. Yeah, dude, I could barely understand a damn word you're saying.
Chris Noaper.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, who you here with? Oh, wait. We got Alanda. Alanda. Alanda.
Hello.
Alanda.
Hello.
You're on. Yeah. Oh, I hate your phones.
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on, man?
I don't know. You tell me, brother. I'm just playing some music, some unsigned talent here. Where you promoting this week?
Did you get the new music I sent to you?
Yeah. Which ones? I got hold on. I got this guy called Yes Boys, entitled Dookie Dave.
Yeah.
I also got some dude from I got Tom Smith Jr. Tom Free Smith, with Futuristic. Oh, did I forget to download that? Really, you gotta tell you guys to start sending me only MP3s. That's one of the things here.
You didn't get an MP3?
I got one MP3. The other one is Windows Media format. So I was like, oh shit! All right. So, let me see what I got here because I know I put them up here. So what's up? What's going on? What's good?
Oh, I'll tell you about the partnership I have with Chris and Swag 24 Entertainment. You know, did you get a Keisha Baby song?
No, I did not.
Okay. I could have swore I sent that, but I probably missed. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't send it. I did. I sent them as all in one, like one for all in one email. So you can just go, you know, you ain't got to care about the novel email.
Wait, all right. Goodness. All right, let's see what. All right, let me play what you sent me.
Okay.
See if I can find it. Ah, I got The World Is Mine featuring Gamble. I don't like that sound.
I'm trying to remember.
I don't like that sound.
Is Chris on?
With the I think so.
Yeah, I'm on.
We got someone from Central Illinois. Central Illinois.
Hey.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Yes, how are you?
Nothing. Doing some business, allegedly.
Nice.
So, how you doing? Welcome to my show.
Thanks. Yes. Does anybody listen to this show?
Oh, shit. Yes, people listen to the show.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just for that comment, when I see you, there's an extra hard spanking coming to you.
Yeah, when's that happening?
Oh, don't worry.
You got your plane ticket?
Yeah, don't worry. It's all in the works. It's part of my 14-step plan.
Step 1,
yes. Step 1, don't inform you, all right? So, yeah.
Do I need a gun?
What?
Do I need a gun?
No.
There was a pause on that. That's a little frightening.
Yeah, I was like, a gun? What's a gun? Don't worry about it. Who you think I am, 50 Cent?
No.
I'm going to get that ass or die trying. All right, so I got to go. And so feel free if you can stay on the phone and listen. I'll get back to you. I just got to do this real quick.
Yeah, fun.
Well, not real quick, but you know what I mean.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. All righty. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm popular. Yes, I got the loud kids.
Okay. Now that's familiar. That's,
I swear to God, they said that you referred them to me.
They did. I did.
Oi. They got your name as the subject.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. All right, let's see.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. This is the Loud Kids with The World Is Mine featuring Gamble. Yes, fingers crossed. Son of a bitch.
Another radio.
Okay, what the hell is that? The Amanda.
Yep.
The hell was that?
I think you played the wrong song.
No, that's the song that came with the email.
It wasn't
The World Is Mine featuring Gamble by Tomfree Smith Jr. of the Loud Kids. And it had your name as the subject.
The Loud Kids had a song, M-O-N-E-Y.
Damn it. Oy. Seriously, I will not be having any Soulja Boy type crap over here. No Soulja Boy.
You said no Soulja Boy.
No Soulja Boy. That's Soulja Boy crap. No.
No, you should.
I'll stab someone before I play that crap.
But you don't have you don't have Keisha Baby music at all.
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I think you sent me Keisha Baby, and I ended up vetoing her before. And then I have your other boy that I liked, and I still play. I still play his stuff a lot.
Quality.
Quality, yeah.
Okay.
He's fantastic. Is this gonna be our relationship? Like,
what?
you'll send me one good artist, and then it's like, oh, here's some crap. He'll play it. What? No. No, come on. Respect my skills. Respect.
I mean, how many do you have right now? Like,
how many people I have right now listening?
No,
about 30. About 30 live, and I got like 20 streamers. So,
I'm talking about like
downloads.
I'm talking about like the email.
Okay, let me see. I'm really disappointed right now. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, I got one email from you. Hey, Louis B, I want to be my new business partner. That's pretty much it.
I'm talking about the MP3s that we sent. How many MP3s do you have?
Well, how many you sent or how many I kept?
How many you kept?
Because you sent me a thing or something, baby, and I was like, nah.
Song who?
You sent me a artist with where her thing as a baby, and I was like, nah. I forgot the name of her, the lady, and I was like, and you even admitted that was you sent that as a mistake.
Oh, you're talking about Niecy.
Niecy, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It should have been
You sent Keith Jones with Yes Boys with the song Dookie Dave.
You must have deleted that one too, huh?
No, I have Dookie Dave. You can't delete a song that called Dookie Dave.
What play it then?
All right, Dookie Dave. This is Dookie Dave. All right. All right. Get ready.
I'm ready.
All right. This is Dookie Dave by the Yes Boys.
I do get it, man.
Look, when I was a kid, I inhaled frequently. That was the point.
All right. Well, that was strike two. What was that?
What was wrong with that? Was it some Soulja Boy type stuff?
Yeah. I'm gonna dookie on them.
Dookie Dave?
Really? Really?
Now you don't want to say nothing to delete it. Hey, you spoke it yourself. What's wrong with Dookie Dave? What's wrong with Dookie Dave?
Oy. What you know, the real question is what's right with Dookie Dave? how long have we known each other, Lander? I mean, I don't mean to be a dick right now, but I mean, you know the type of music I play, right? I mean, like again, I love the fuck out of Quality. In fact, I'll end up playing him.
We'll play him now, yeah.
Yeah. This is Can I Be Real by Quality.
It's quality.
Smile on my face, you know.
All these years, like my whole life, I'm a stretch. I never knew what it was. Until I looked in the mirror. Can I be real? Can I tell the truth? Can you look me in my eyes and tell me about you?
That's what
See, but the only thing different from that song that Dookie Davis didn't have, it had a concept. Dookie Davis didn't have a concept. But Dookie Davis is more of an urban song. Now, I guess I'm about to start sending you some R&B tracks then.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, I'm not down with all R&B. That's the thing. I mean, this guy, Quality, got something here. In fact, for everyone that's listening, check them out. Quality. Go to ReverbNation.com/quality. Spell QUALETY. Again, that's ReverbNation.com/QUALETY. He got some other tracks up there. It's fantastic. Go to MySpace. I guess he got Twitter. It's Quality. QUALETY. MySpace, the CEO Hustle, I guess, yeah.
And he got a website, too, www.qualitymusic.com.
Oh, there you go. Oh, it's live now? Last time we spoke,
yep.
It wasn't live. All right.
Yeah, it's live now.
I make the changes.
Yeah. I completely didn't have any more good music that you wanted to play. See, but that's a good thing, because I know that the song I sent you is not in that market. So.
Yeah.
I know that now. So
you really got to start listening to the shows, Alander. You really got to start listening to the music shows.
Don't you have Quality of a song?
Yeah, I do. I have My Life, yes. You only sent me two of his songs.
Okay. So, we're working on some urban tracks right now with him.
Well, all right. Well, if they sound good, then I'll play them.
Yep. They're still his style, but they look, Vincent, Herbert is a more of the producer that's producing this stuff now.
Don't Herb the boy. Don't Herb him. Please.
Don't Herb. Listen, Herbert produces Stevie Wonder, Whitney Houston, Bobby.
She smokes
John
a crack. Mike. She smokes a crack and Bobby slaps her. What the fuck?
That got nothing to do with me.
you're going to Herb the boy.
Listen, Herbert,
and
put
Stevie
him on crack.
Wonder can't see.
What about John Mayer?
Yeah, John Mayer's okay.
Yeah, and that's Justin Herbert produced.
He should really stop with the comedy though. Focus on music, because I do like that. Your body is a wonderland. You know how many times that song got me laid? You know, I put that on. It's there go your panties.
I don't know about. You lost me on that one.
What, you don't know about girls dropping panties?
I know about that, but you lost.
Are you
John
sure?
John Mayer making you drop panties. John Mayer.
Not me dropping my panties. I mean, I don't wear panties. I'm talking about the chicks that you know getting me laid. They drop their panties.
Oh no, John Mayer. Oh,
John Mayer. Man. Yeah. Or, John Mayer. I'm thinking John Mayer.
Oh, okay.
Are they two different people? White dude.
Are we talking about
the same person?
We're talking about the same person. The one that said the song that the hit song he had, Waiting on the World to Change.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking about the same person now?
Yeah.
Okay, John Mayer, however you want to pronounce it.
Ah. The one that was at Michael Jackson's funeral, may he burn in hell in pieces. Yeah. We don't support pedophiles on this show. There we go.
I leave that one right there.
I miss him, Daddy. Shut the fuck up, you fake ass bitch. Jesus, I miss you, Daddy. I was like, really?
And her dad.
Really? Really? That sounded so damn fake. That really sounded... There's nothing strange about yo, Daddy. Just what was done to... No, yes, it was strange. He bleached his skin. He freaking still lived like a child.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing to do with his childhood, but...
He burnt up his hair. I mean, he wore tight pants right after... Like he was a greaser from the 40s. I mean, come on.
But Michael Jackson has always dressed like that. Because he was, like, little.
Freaking all that military bullshit. I'm like, what? Really? If I saw him coming down the hill with a gun, I would laugh. Be like, give him a few seconds, then shoot him.
Wait.
I just never liked Michael. I never saw the mystique in him. I never seen the whole appeal to him. I mean, the man that was.
I'm gonna send you a Michael Jackson tribution song, and I'm gonna see will you play it.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's a nice song.
They really took it too far with this whole Michael Jackson dying shit. They didn't go this far for Farrah Fawcett, and she actually showed her titties.
But Farrah Fawcett haven't laid a foundation down, like, laid any inspiration, as much inspiration as Michael Jackson as he did, as much power as he...
That was Joe Jackson laying a belt upside that boy's head. That's the only lane that was going... And the only lane that was going down, it was with any little boy that he lured into his bed with Jesus juice.
So, was Farrah Fawcett as talented as Michael Jackson?
What?
Well, Farrah Fawcett wasn't as talented as Michael Jackson.
Hey, she was still kind of hot.
See, that's what I'm saying. But see, she got a competition because she got to compete against a lot of other women that's in the industry that's hot, you know, sexy and shit. She got a lot. So... Yeah. Michael Jackson didn't have a lot of competition. That's different. That's why he stood out a little bit more.
I'm just saying the EPA ain't gonna let them bury Michael because all those chemicals in his body is gonna seep into the freaking underneath the water. The water table. There you go. And why the hell is everyone's freaking contacting me now. From Venezuela. Oh, hey. All right. So, yeah. Let me play this next one from Quality. This is My Life, produced by CJ Hustle. So, yeah. Enjoy.
Let me introduce myself. I go by the name of Quality. Every enemy, matter of fact, 2:30. Let me tell you about what I've been through in my life. It's my life, my life, my life. Today there's so many haters, so many young. In my life,
my life,
my life. Let me dust my shoulders off. Let me get fresh. Felt so stupid when she kicked me to the left leg. What's next? To the left leg. What's next? Went to the right leg. Where do I go? Like a championship, never like a scrimmage. No, I don't run, no, play no game. No, I'm here to see the shit through, no name. With no features and no teachers. I mean, I did this on my own, I don't need. I live my life through the mic, I don't need the penny. Spit it hotter than a barrel full of heat. It's alright, it's my life, it's my life. If you see these hate niggas, then I keep staying on for no reason. I keep staying on for no reason.
That was Quality with My Life on the Crowd Shout Radio Show. Check them out again, ReverbNation.com/Quality with a Y. And I guess go to Quality.com, right? Or Quality Music. QualityMusic.com. In fact, since we started talking about Michael Jackson, I actually had the final interview with him.
Okay.
I actually granted an interview, a rare interview, and it's not like Michael Brashear. I'm not Michael Brashear. Yeah, so yeah, enjoy. Louis B here reporting at Neverland Ranch, where we conducted the final interview of Michael Jackson. Granted him this interview after he was staring at my young nephew. So here are the tapes. Well, Michael, I would like to thank you for letting us conduct this interview with you. It's a real honor. Now that you got off, can you tell us how you were able to weasel your way into that boy's life and ultimately get him to drink some Jesus juice?
One time I asked to use the restroom.
So you're telling me you went to this boy's home and you asked to use the restroom, and that's how you gained their trust to let their son alone with you? So, Michael, how was it with Lisa Marie Presley?
And it stunk so bad.
Oh, Michael, that's really surprising. I'm pretty sure she didn't stink that bad. I mean, a woman as attractive and as gorgeous as her surely takes good care of yourself. So I understand you believe you were reincarnated. I heard you had a reading. Who did you find out you were reincarnated from?
Jack the Ripper.
Wow, really? That's amazing. Jack the Ripper. I'm really starting to get a theme of your life. It seems like you really don't like women that much. Is that true? Would you say you hate women? Gee, wow. Really? I could take that as a yes, I guess. Well, what do you say when Lisa Marie said that you guys really did love each other and had a real connection?
Totally false.
So, I'm sorry. Well, I guess it was for the best that you guys got a divorce. But anyway, in general, Michael, how's it hanging?
It's very swollen.
Ew, sicko. I really didn't need to know all that. You could have just said, well, everything's fine. Ugh. But it's swollen? Ugh. That's it. Interview is over. Yeah, have a nice life, sicko.
So long.
Yep.
Well. Yeah. Since we're on Michael case, I didn't get finished introducing my partner Chris.
Oh, here he is. Let me put him back on. Chris? Chris? Yeah, all right. There you go. We got Chris, and we got a lander.
Okay.
Yep, it's on you.
I'll let Chris introduce his own self, yeah.
Oh, what's up? Oh, this is Chris Walker, straight out of Atlanta, Georgia, president of Sweat 24 Entertainment. Sweat 24 Entertainment is a music industry. It's a label. We help unsigned artists. We promote them. We help get their music out there. We help book shows for them. And we show them out to the world so their music can get heard. Basically, that's how it goes. Mm.
All right. You got a website?
Website? Well, it's coming up. It's under construction right now. But it's on www.swag24ent.com.
All right.
myspace.com/swag24ent.
What's up with Facebook? You got a Facebook?
Yeah, I got a Facebook, too.
Yeah, throw it out there. What's your Facebook?
Same thing. Facebook/Swag24ENT. Hit me up on that. And you can catch me on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Do you have a Meebo?
Nah, I ain't got one of those.
Do you have a high five?
Nah, I just got a name.
What about a Friendster? You got Friendster?
Ain't even never heard of that before.
You never even heard of Friendster? Okay. How about a Black Planet? You got a Black Planet page?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's the Black Planet?
Same thing. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an Asian Avenue?
Nah.
How about a Mi Gente?
No, sir. Ain't got one.
No. How about do you have a positive singles? No?
Nah.
How about a match.com? Do you got a match.com?
Nah. I don't need no website to get laid.
eHarmony?
I don't need no website to get the ladies, bro.
I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying, you know, you might, you know, need some help, get some quality. How about J-Date? Are you on J-Date?
Hell no.
Everybody's on J-Date.
I ain't.
No?
Not me, bro.
No? No. You don't like Jewish people?
Huh?
You don't like Jewish people?
I ain't got no problem with Jewish people.
I'm just saying. Oh, you love Jewish people? What about the Arabs?
They cool people, man.
Okay, are you down with some Russians?
Hell nah. I mean, nah.
What? What? Wow. Hell nah. He didn't just say nah, he said hell nah. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, he hates the Russians. So what's up with Canadians? Are you down with Canadians?
Yeah, I kick it with them too.
You kick it with the Canadians, alright. So, alright. So you don't have an eHarmony, you don't have a Mi Gente. You know, you're really missing the whole market there, you know. Positive singles, you know, people with AIDS, they need to party too.
I'm gonna leave that up to you, bro.
Hey, you know, I just put on a condom and I go to work. I do work. So you doing work? Are you down with doing work? You do work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm work.
Yeah. All right. So, all right, well. So what acts you got coming up?
We actually trying to, me and Alan, we actually trying to get a show together in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But, for July 18th, called Summer Swag down here, a concert.
Ah, okay. So who you thinking about getting?
All right,
I can make some suggestions.
All right, what's up?
All right, we got Los Del Rio. They do the Macarena song. We could get Bootsy Collins. What's that? What's the name of that? The B-52s. The band that sings the song from the Power Rangers. They sound pretty good.
We bet I'm getting John Mayer.
Oh, you getting John Mayer?
No, we won't scoop that low.
Oh, okay. All right. I was actually thinking you could also get them guys from SNL, the Lonely Island. They sing this song.
Jizz in my pants.
And
it's my thinking about.
It's fantastic.
No, we don't like that demo.
or you could get that dude that sings Chocolate Rain.
I never heard that.
Or
go go Power Rangers.
Get on that.
We said summer swag. They don't have swag. Not the summer swag. Go
wow.
You got, when we say summer swag, it's gotta be real, specifically swag.
You
gotta get swag to perform. You ain't got it.
Are you gonna be having women stripping on stage? I've seen videos where you got women getting fucked on stage. It's like Atlanta.
We didn't make it that explicit. I don't think we didn't get the venue for that type of party.
Yeah.
We kind of in a park.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a park.
Yeah, we can't have that. The police coach.
I don't know, man. I've been seeing a lot of videos lately of sisters. They be doing that booty dancing, like go butt naked, and you see like a little baby running past. I'm like, what? It's like, Jesus.
Those video vixens, see. We're not going to hire no video victims.
Ah. Are there going to be some crack like hoes at least? I mean, because if I, you know, if I'm going to go to this thing, I want to go have a chance to hit a chick off for $40, get a BJ, you know? You know, BJ, have it my way, you know, like Burger King. I like a number one with cheese. Ew.
I guess you're going to do it like Burger King. Have it your way, huh?
Yeah.
But see, the type of activities going on there, it ain't going that's like the after party type of shit.
Yeah, an after party at my house in the basement. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the after party. You said Usher's going to be here. No. You said, and Usher is going to be here, and I work at a movie theater. Take off these clothes or else I'm going to shoot you. This is a rape.
Exactly.
You have the right to remain silent. In fact, it's not really a right. It's more like a demand. I demand you be silent. I'm not going to jail. There you go. Alrighty, so this label you got Freak Nick going on at July 17th is what it's called.
July 18th, and it's swag, summer swag.
Summer swag. It's not Freak Nick.
No, it's not Freak Nick. That's a whole different party. That's more of a.
It's back in the day.
Freak Nick right now. See, that would be too explicit. We'll be limiting our money, our revenue exchange type of situation with all that type of activities, because it'll limit who can come and who can't, and we don't want to limit who can come and who can't.
I see.
We want to be a concert for everybody. Everybody
right.
Spending money. Everybody come and spend your money. How that sound?
Sounds good. Am I getting a cut?
If you sponsor, yeah.
If I sponsor it.
Can you put
my name on the card?
I'll put your name on the card.
Just put my name on the card. Don't worry. I got you later. So July 18th in Hotlanta.
Yes, sir.
Is there going to be a competition who has the fattest pig?
Bro, you thinking
Alabama? What?
You thinking Alabama? This Atlanta, bro.
Oh. Where's Atlanta again? What part of Iraq?
It's in America.
Oh, there's an Atlanta in America? Oh shit! All right.
There's no black people in Iraq, but the people.
There are black people in Iraq. I see them. Who the hell is shooting at the other brown people? I mean, that's what. Brown people shooting other brown people. It's funny, right? I'm going to hell.
Exactly.
I'm going to hell.
No.
Oh, man.
But like I said, we put your name on the card if you keep promoting it, and tell people to come out. Just tell them to come out. Tell them there's no choice. Come out. Pay $25 ticket. No.
$25 ticket. Wow. All right. For $25, R. Kelly better piss on me for a $25 ticket.
That's a little too explicit. We can't do that at the concert. They're gonna have to be the after party.
Yeah, like what's his name? Chris Rock says that video of that video of R. Kelly eating out that girl's asshole like it's 28 days later. Like ah.
Yeah,
that's sick.
We put your name on the card. We put Little B Hoes, Radio Hoes, Little Cockshot Radio. We put your email, your website. We do all that.
Just send me the info if you got any like artwork, like from the promotional card in either PNG or JPEG format. I'll put it up on the site, and I'll promote the hell out of it on the show until July 18th, which is what, next week?
Next Friday.
2 weeks. Yeah. All right.
I see you,
Flab. Yeah, that should be good enough because I put it on the blog. You know, it'll go to my MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And yes. We'll get it going.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody, go to the Freaknik on July 15th. There's going to be some Teletubbies and Pokemon battles there. It's going to be fantastic. What?
The people, they listening to the wrong thing. Ain't no Teletubbies going to do that. And then it's not a Freaknik. Well, Freaknik, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, my bad. It's going to be Swag Fest on July 18th. Get your $25, $35 ticket. Unless you want to wait and you wait for a scalper at the door, that'll probably be $1,000. But you're gonna pay it anyway because your woman's gonna be like, "Why you didn't buy no ticket? Why you didn't buy no ticket? I better be getting inside." You know what? Shoot the bitch. It's cheaper. Seriously? Don't you hate it when they start? Wait, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? Shut the fuck up. Just annoys the fuck out of me, tell you that much. Alright, well, Lander, thanks for coming on. Chris, thanks for coming on. I'm going to be ending the show now. Come back Friday. Friday we're going to be talking about healthcare. Socialized healthcare. And so we're going to be talking about socialized healthcare and what Obama's planning on doing. Pretty much some stupid shit is coming on, like raising taxes or fining people $1,000 if you don't have health insurance. That's what's in the bill. So more coming up soon, and just some food for thought. If the government comes up with a universal health care, just think the DMV mixed with the emergency room, and boom, you'll have health care in America. So there you go. This has been a Crotch Shot Radio Show. And as always, as your host, Louis B., I'd like to say thank you for everyone listening. Again, come back this Friday, 6 p.m. We're doing a special makeup show because of technical difficulties on Monday. And actually, this coming Monday, we're also going to be talking about the uses of hemp and why it should be legalized. And, of course, Wednesday, another edition of the Unsigned Artist Show. Tell your friends and family to come listen. Definitely check out the website every day, crotchshotradio.com, where we have up-to-date breaking news all the time, definitely. And also, big shout out to WikiLeaks, always coming out with those classified documents from everywhere. It's fantastic. Puts everyone's shit out there that's doing some dumb shit. So as always, from me, from my family to yours, fuck your mothers.